Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Polar Patrons. Hope you're all sound and safe. We are very excited to meet you again with a very special episode for us. So a few days back, AK pinged me asking me to watch this movie called Ninnala Ninnala. It's a Telugu movie. It also got dubbed in Tamil as Teeny. So I googled about this movie and I saw the cast and I got very excited looking at the cast. And this movie is available on Zplex. You can watch it using a pay-per-view system. Both of us, we watched this movie. Excitement we had while watching got translated into a sense of joy and warmth. We wanted to do a discussion podcast around this, but we were thinking who should be the person who can join us for this discussion. And AK came up with this idea, like who can be the better person rather than the writer director himself. So here we have the writer director of the movie, Ani IV Sashi, who has joined us for a very candid discussion around the movie.
Hi, Ani. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
It's hello. So it's an
Sir.
immense pleasure to have you on board, man. Thanks a lot for accepting our request.
Thank you so much for having me over.
So, Ani, first of all, big congrats on the success of Teeny. So by success, I mean like the word of mouth has been amazing. You open Facebook, you open Insta. The word of mouth is really good. People have only good things to talk about the film. So how are you feeling right now, since given that this is your first feature film?
Quite elated actually, like because no promotions were done for the film as such. I mean, there was a little bit, but not enough to reach as much as possible. But it's nice that people have watched it and are spreading the word themselves. And I've been getting a lot of messages, a lot of love from all around. So nice. And
Got
people
it.
very nice. There are times when you start doubting the things that you do. Like you'll be wondering if you did the right thing or not. And then this just like confirms the thing. So such nice things. Even today, there were some really nice, even Malayalam articles, so nice, such nice articles have come up. So yeah, feeling.
I think the film deserves it, man. Seriously, all brownie points to you. I mean, it's really good. I mean, because of late there have been a lot of thriller films and all that being made. So and now we have been exposed to so much content that watching thrillers is like become very mundane. And you always want films like this, which are very breezy, easy to watch. Very. It kind of makes you gives you that heartwarming feel, right? So I think exceptional job, man. Congrats on that once again.
Thank you so much. Did you watch it in Telugu or did you watch it in Tamil?
I'll come there. I'll come there. I know why you're asking that question, but we'll cover that definitely. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So I thought, let's just go through the process of how this film really, came into being and how you made it. So we'll go in order, okay? First of all, I want to talk how this entire film was designed. So basically, so you started your career in 2009, if I'm not wrong. Like you worked as an intern in the movie Vellathuval in 2009, under your dad's direction. Post which you started assisting Priyan sir, then you became an AD, then you started doing a lot of ad films. Like that Lloyd ad was a huge success that came with Mohanlal sir. So and also I think you have a company also, right? Where I think Magic, I mean I forgot the name, but I checked your LinkedIn profile and I saw that. Yeah. So
I
then
productions. Yeah.
hi bro, correct, exactly. Yeah. Right. That's Chennai based.
Chennai based, yes.
Okay. So, a journey that started in 2009 and finally you're making a film in 2021. I know the film was, shot, started shooting in 2020 itself, but finally, it's actually coming to our screens in 2021. And, given somebody like, you have had the best of mentors to work with and you start, and your ad works also, you started somewhere around 2016. Yet it's taking you this much time to make your first feature-length film. So why is that? Was it something that you decided that you will take enough time to, make your first film, or is it just that you are waiting for the right script?
The scripts have been getting ready since I was in college. But the thing is, I wanted the producer to be a father to the film and I'm the mother. I wanted that kind of a relationship where the producer understands what we are trying to make. And
Excellent.
that is what I couldn't find for the longest time. And that is one of the reasons I had to postpone work. I could have like made some random Malayalam film in like 7 years back or so. But I didn't want to do any of that. I did I, like and most of them kept pushing me to do the kind of films my father used to make.
Yeah.
Political drama and stuff like that. I have
True,
no clue as to what to do with politics.
true.
I don't know general politics is Kerala politics. So
Perfect.
I can't make anything like that. So I didn't want that kind of a thing. I didn't want to put out any of the work that has my name in it, which I don't believe in.
Perfect.
So,
Right.
like, if I learn, maybe I can do something later on, but nothing for now yet. And I have a few things. I have a few scripts that I want to tell people before I go into other things. So, yeah, that's basically how it went by. And
Okay.
yeah.
And I think it was a good decision that you didn't make any random movies in Malayalam, because not only that, people will start doing a lot of comparison and that's going to be a lot of headache.
True. That's very, very true. And also
Right.
in 2009, I didn't really assist my dad. I went there to assist him, but
Okay.
the problem is I was just given a monitor and coffee wherever I went. So that is not really assisting as such. So,
True.
so.
Yeah, even I checked out. And you just have mentioned like a month or two in that, right? As an intern, so I got it straight away.
Yeah. So
Okay,
not much work at all.
got it, no problem. Okay, and Ani, so finally, as I told, right? So finally, you got a producer. I think SVCC Productions, right? They are the one who took up this project, right? So finally, in 2020, you start making the movie, and then midway COVID happens. I'm not sure whether the shooting was done before COVID. I mean, it was wrapped up before COVID, but I think there was a bit of portion that was still left, right? In 2021, you again had to resume shoot and all that. So was that a little disappointing? As in, you start something which is your dream project, and then it gets shared, I mean, it gets paused in between, and then you have to restart it again. So how was that phase for you?
The shooting actually started in December 2019, and we shot up to December. I mean January 2020. The 22 days we shot for, but the COVID lockdown actually helped the film quite a bit because the Hyderabad portions of the film, the flashback of the film, was shot in September of 2020, and Ashok, the hero, had put on quite a lot of weight for the London portion, and he. He said he would lose weight in a month to shoot the flashback. So we kept that month after we came back to shoot the flashback, and it so happened that the lockdown came in, and then we couldn't do anything about it after. But that really, really helped because he didn't lose any weight by then. So
COVID made it even more harder. Yeah.
he sat at home and just ate like really good food and like.
He became the character. He became the
Became the character because he was so used
character.
to it for like for 4 5 months. So September actually really worked, and I really liked the lockdown period also quite a bit because I got to relax quite a bit, and I had to sit at home with mum, and like it was quite a good time. I didn't mind the COVID scene at all.
Got it. So one, I mean, it's a very cliche question now people are asking, but during this COVID, did you actually rework on some of the portions that you felt could be improved or something like that?
Not really, but
Not really.
I did sit and edit it myself most of the time, so I could rearrange things here and there, only in the edit, nothing else.
Perfect. Okay.
So, Ani, I have a
So.
question here. So, in the beginning, you chose Dev character watching this Ratatouille movie, right? So,
Yes.
apart from both these movies are based on food, you have the Remy character and Ratatouille movie, which will help the lead character to better his food and cooking. So this
Yes.
Remy character is very similar to Maya's character in this movie. So later we get
Yes.
to see Maya's character is the one who has this magical touch to Dave's cooking. So is
Yes.
it intended inspiration or it just happened the way it is?
It inspired me, so I've just put it in there because I didn't the story started off because a friend of mine wanted to produce a film with me, and she said it'll be nice if it is only two people. So
Okay.
I was wondering how to make a film with two people, and I thought, okay, what if they get stuck? And then thought, okay, what if they get stuck in a kitchen? And then made them chefs, and that's how the whole concept of chefs came in. And then when chefs come in, you do like your groundwork and stuff like that. I did go to restaurants and stuff, but then I watched a lot of movies based on chefs, Burnt, No Reservations, and Ratatouille included. And Ratatouille really, really inspired me, and I thought it'll be nice if there's a third character in it, but it'll still be a story about two people.
Right.
And that is how, like, that's how I, like, I was, I thought it'll be nice. So I wanted to give a kind of a, what do you say, a tribute to Ratatouille too. But yeah, I was truly inspired by it.
And you well intentionally kept that in the beginning, right? That Ashok Sharma, I mean, the character of Dev saying
watching.
it. Is that something that you really, really want people to, you know, get it? Okay, fine. Don't come and tell me that is inspired. It is inspired.
It is inspired. Yeah, that's the truth. And also, I wanted to show food like how they show it in the animated. Like, I wanted to recreate a kind of live action version of how the food is presented. I did fail in a lot of parts, but I hoped that somewhere, like, it tempted people like how Ratatouille did. So that's
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if people are yet to watch this film, a big spoiler that please have something to eat or have something with you when you're watching the film, else it's going to be very difficult. It's pretty nice. Tough to watch the film because I told you, right, I saw the film at night after my work and all that. So I had my dinner. It was a very basic, you know, Kerala style dinner, all done. Then I took a break. Then I saw the film I'm watching. Suddenly, there's like food coming every 2 minutes. And like, what? And then suddenly, he made dessert. I'm like, that's so... I couldn't control. And there's nothing in the fridge. So I was like, okay, I made some lime juice and drank it. That's all I could do. It forces you too much to, you know. And I think you very well said that in your Instagram post today. Like, you know, have something with you to watch the film.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So... Perfect, man. Great work. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. And okay, so I think we are done with the designing part. So now coming to the casting, right? So I know that you and Ashok have been, you know, friends since the Loyola days, and you have done a short film with him that is Maya that came out in 2017, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think you have also spoken in one place that you said that you are telling that, you know, Ashok automatically comes to your head. Like when you're writing a script, you know, you kind of imagine him and all, because you have done a lot of other short films as well before during your college days. But
yes.
This particular character, not only this, I mean, this entire film, I think one positive that people are saying is, among the multiple positives, is that the casting is, you know, correct, perfect.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
Now suddenly when you go back, you just cannot think, I cannot replace Ashok Selvam with any other actor.
Mm.
Okay. So, did it so happen that when you were writing itself, you had Ashok in mind, but then, you know, maybe this time you finished writing and then you thought, okay, fine, Ashok is actually the perfect fit for it.
I did have Ashok in mind while writing itself because... like I said, it's the first face that comes to me. And the thing is, because we learned things together and
yeah.
I know how he processes also. I know a lot of the reactions he would give. I know a lot of, I feel in a lot of ways, his flexibility is not used as much in most of the films. So like, but because of our relationship, I know a lot of the things he could deliver. And yeah, it was written with him in mind right from the beginning. I told him the script when 2011 or something like that, 2011-12, when the script was like ideating. So, yeah.
Got it. So, and also, as you said, and even Ashok is one actor who's very picky in selecting his scripts, right? But the scripts that he selects is almost 95% guarantee that they're really good films. I'm not talking about whether they're performing well or not, but, you know, script-wise, his selections have been pretty much, you know, great. Right from Sudhukavam till, you know, now, it's been... Mm. Fabulous. And I think even you have seen him watch, especially when you were working as an AD for Sira Samayangalil also, like you
yes.
saw him perform in that film. That is, I think, one film where he's done things different to what he's doing in the other movies as well.
True, true. Yeah.
Yeah. And talking about Nitya, right? So again, you already told me that you didn't have so much of a work in your first film, but Nitya was the heroine in that movie,
yes.
in Avalathuval. So is
yeah.
that so did that bonding start then? And then you thought, you know, maybe let's pitch it to her.
It did, yes. Like, so, like I said, I didn't work much there. So, most of the time, I just sat with the actors and spoke. So, we became good friends. So, and like, again, Nitya also came to know of the idea the next time I met her, like in, again, 2015-ish. Because I had also pitched another script to her then. And on the side, I told her this story also, and she really liked it. And she said, I'll be Maya. So she decided on being Maya then itself. And it fit. Like, the thing is, when the actor themselves relate to the character, and when you place that character there, and you'll know that it fits. It's just right, you know. So, yeah, so it worked again. No, same, Ritu also. Like, yeah, Ritu was supposed to initially act in Maya, the short film that I made.
Okay.
And that was the time when Jellikattu issue was happening in Chennai. So she couldn't come down. She's from Hyderabad. She couldn't come down to Chennai, and the flights were like being blocked and stuff like that. And a friend of mine suggested we not do it with her. And then Priyanand came into the picture. I called Priyanand like in the middle of the night, and I said, can you do me a favor? And she just jumped in. So that is how that happened. And then I went to meet Ritu after that. And because I was there, and then we just randomly started talking, and I started narrating the script to her in 2018, I think this is. Yeah, 2018. And she also really, really liked it. And Ritu fits that role. Like, and I had watched Pelli Chopulu also.
Yeah.
And I felt that she was right for the role then. And yeah, when yeah, so that's how it went by.
True. Yeah. And this is actually one character that Nithya has not played till now. Maybe, I mean, from what I have seen, this is a very different role that she's put in, you know, with that lot of innocence and, you know, playfulness and all that. I mean, she's been innocent and playful in a lot of movies, but here the kind of pitch that she plays it in is you know, very different from the other films, is what I felt.
Yeah.
Also, coming to your technical team, right? Divakar with the, you know, Divakar Mani was the DOP, and Rajesh Murugesh did the music department. So I also know that, you know, Divakar was again a friend of yours, and he's also very prominent DOP. You know, he has done films like Keshwa and Ranarangam in Telugu. So how did that happen? So that also was like automatically you just thought, okay, I think Divakar is the right man for this job.
Yeah, Divakar is the right man for all my like scripts, because he knows all my scripts. And then again, Divakar and I used to work together. Divakar was Santosh Avanser's assistant, right. And I was freelancers, and we did a movie called Rangrez.
And Hindi.
Yes. Yeah. So when Priyanser and Santosh shoot the main portions, he and I, Divakar and I, used to go by to another location with our second camera as a second unit and shoot you know, montage and stuff like that, like other things. So that is when we discovered the kind of sync we have. Like, Divakar is the kind of guy who, if I were to point at one direction and show the hand, he will say, "Ani, we'll put a 50 lens here and in a low stand and go like." So he'll just know what he'll just know what to do next. So that is the kind of thing. So like, it works, and he knows all my scripts. He was the one who took me to Hyderabad to pitch it to as a Telugu project. Not just this, like the others also. So I'd initially gone to Hyderabad to pitch another more commercial script, a little more action-based. And I thought people would only like that there and stuff like that. But they happened to like this, and they wanted me to shoot it immediately. I said, okay, that's fine. We can do it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And what about Rajesh? Because I think, you know, after Premam, you know, he's also one person who's not in, like, you know, so many projects, but whatever he does, he's like, you know, he gives us 100%. So how did Rajesh come into this picture?
Rajesh is quite nice, because the thing is, when writing the script, there was one track that I kept listening to, and that is Premam's that track that starts when Sai Pallavi loses her memory and Niveen Pauly starts walking towards camera. That was a track I like. Most of the time I kept listening to that track while writing the script.
Track, right?
I love it. It's just like, most of that flashback was written with that
people,
track.
People, I mean, once that track, you know, people use it as a WhatsApp status quite a lot after a breakup. So that's why I was just asking.
Yeah, but then that really, really pushed me. Like, I really finished the script most of the time with Premam's tracks. And I wanted Rajesh to do the music for this film. And I kept thinking, I don't know how. Because I didn't have any contact with Rajesh at all. Like, I met Alphonse for like Opam trailer edit and all, but otherwise I not really like spend time with any of them and stuff. So it so happened that Rajesh wanted to meet Priyanser one day, and he came to visit Priyanser, and we started speaking, and then we started recording for some reason. Like, it just happened, and like, we started composing music, and it was a really, really nice space to be in, because we used to sit every morning at 4 o'clock and start composing tracks, and it was so good, and like, sync was crazy. So that's how Rajesh came into the picture. Rajesh, like, damn fun. He just elevates everything. So
got it. No, because when you talk about Rajesh, always that Neram Premam is what comes to your mind, right? But when you look at the composition, I mean, composition in those films, and compared to what you have in Ninla, is very different, because here most of the tracks are very soothing, very melodious. You know, they have a very slow pace. You know, it's like kind of sinks. I don't know. It just sends you into that trance state, and it blends in very well with the visuals that you have made. So that was very beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. You will have to say a lot of thank yous if you are actually planning that. Not required.
Okay. All right.
So I think now we'll come to the point that you asked us in the beginning. Did you see the Tamil Telugu version? We'll cover it in the next set of questions.
Right. Okay. You know, before right. that, yeah. I want to say the entire casting process for this movie sounds more like a friend's reunion.
It is literally the whole film was a friend's reunion. We just sat in an island together. Like woke up and walked to shoot, like finished shoot, came back. We were put up in cottages and all of us like burnt some fire because it was really cold, and sat by and discussed the next day's scenes, went to sleep, and then woke up again. And that's how the whole process was. Very, very, very closed space. The production also, there were like not many people at shoot, and it was perfect. And there was a kind of sync where when we do shoot a particular scene that is either a single shot or an intense scene, for some reason without informing anyone, everyone knew about it, and everyone just kept dead quiet. It was so silent and quiet and perfect. Like the only sound you will hear after a while is me saying cut, awesome cut. It was perfect. I loved shooting there. And even now, like everyone who were part of the project will keep messaging me saying we missed the time there, you know.
And before Shiva, before you go with the question, so you said this is a friend's reunion, right? So how did Narcissa fit in this whole picture? Was it like a headmaster principal kind of a thing?
So Narcissa was the child among us, among the lot of us. The thing is, so this, when I started ideating it for Malayalam. And it so happened I couldn't finish the script in Malayalam because it didn't sound right for me in Malayalam. Because my Malayalam knowledge is very limited. And so then I wrote it in Tamil, and it completed itself in Tamil. But the thing is, when I thought of that character in Malayalam, I wanted Priyansar to act in it as the head chef. Priyansar is a fantastic actor, by the way, like just for your knowledge, because Sila Samayangalil, when we were shooting Sila Samayangalil, it was something that Ashok and I understood like very, very well, that he was the best actor among the lot. Like the only person who can deliver at least a little bit of what Priyansar is trying to explain to the actors is Mohanlal, and no one else. So he's a fantastic actor, and I really, really wanted him to do the role. But
that was a very big statement, given that even Prakash Raj sir was there in that cast.
Yes, no, like Priyansar is the best actor there is, seriously. Like, trust me, like you have to come and see him shoot. So yes. So yeah, so when the language changed, Priyansar refused to do it. Initially he was okay with it because it was Malayalam and all. But when the language says I can't do it and all, he said any forfeit. And the next person I could think of who can pull off a kind of a persona was Narcissa. And it was very last minute when the Telugu was confirmed and we were going to shoot, and I got in touch with Narcissa. I didn't tell him anything about who I was. I just went on shoot wherever he was, and I said, I have a story and I need to narrate to you. He said, I don't want to listen to the story, not just tell me the character. So okay. I told him the character and he loved it. He's like, yeah, I love cooking, pa. Come. <Tell me." laughs> And then he got excited. And then we went by, and it was a lot of fun shooting with Narcissa. Narcissa will, like, in between takes and all, he'll pass some comments that will just crack us all up. And then nothing can be told out. But, you know, most of the time, it's a lot of fun. He was the kid among us, actually. It's like, it was a lot of fun.
Sounds exciting, man. Really.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I have a question here. So, given we have Narcissa sir, Ashok Selvan, Nithya Menon, these people, they have very strong presence in Tamil industry. So, what pushed you to consider or push this as only a Telugu film and dub it in Tamil rather than having bilingual in mind?
We did initially have bilingual in mind, but due to some dates issues and budget constraints, we weren't able to pull that off. So I thought, okay, we'll just either because the production is Telugu, and because, you know, like things will be easier in Telugu, and the script was completely ready in Telugu. I mean, it was ready in Tamil as well. Mm-hmm. It's just that it sounded also nicer in Telugu. And I thought we'll go ahead with Telugu when we shot it. So, and then when dubbing in Tamil, what happened? A lot of the Tamil things that I had in the film couldn't be infused in it because most of it was dubbed according to the lip sync of Telugu. And
Okay.
so that is where I, like for me, a lot of the essence is lost there. And also because Ritu and Nitya couldn't dub themselves.
Yeah. So
And
that was another question that I want to ask because both, I mean, I'm not sure of Ritu, but at least, you know, Nitya is kind of well-versed in all the languages that she acts, right? Like she's got very fantastic diction, be it in Tamil, Telugu, Kannada, Malayalam, Hindi. She dubs herself. So, and in this character, especially the pitch of the character is something that only the actress who performed it can, you know, gauge correctly. So also in one of your posts, I think Facebook had posted and you yourself had, you know, gave a disclaimer that try to watch the film in Telugu itself because Tamil the dubbing is not that great. So, and then I kind of saw, so you know, I saw Tamil version first and then I saw Telugu version just to see, you know, what was the point that you were trying to make, and it was pretty much evident there.
Yeah. Nitya basically had a lot of work happening. I mean, she's doing
Understood.
like five projects at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the thing is that the teeny dubbing happened quite late. Like, teeny dubbing
Okay.
was happening. Naga sir is the only one who, when Telugu was happening, we dubbed Tamil as well. But the rest of them, like, we had to bring back again and again. And most of the dubbing happened in Hyderabad. And the Tamil alone happened in Chennai. So we had to keep switching. And that was a bit of a technical issue there. Like it was a difficulty that happened during this post-production stage. So that is the main
Yeah.
problem. And we did get good dubbing artists for Ritu is dubbed by whoever dubbed for in Gautam Menon's film.
Yeah.
The
Dhruva
Puttum
Nachitra.
Puthukale. That
Okay, yeah.
one.
Avanum 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 Naduma,
Yeah, that
yeah.
one. And Nitya's was done by someone else who does for Pooja Hegde, you know. But the thing is,
Understood.
again, whoever, like, even if you get the best dubbing artist, like, it won't be the same as the actual artist themselves.
Correct.
So that was the only that is what. And when I watched the Tamil version in theater when we were putting it out here, I couldn't sit through it. I really just wanted to walk out after a while because it was so disturbing for me because I've heard the film right from the beginning, you know, and I couldn't hear it anymore. I was very disturbed and I thought, okay, no one's going to like it. Ayo, it's gone. Tamil is gone. But a lot of people are watching Tamil and saying nice things about it, and I find it strange. They're like, oh, not bad. Maybe.
Yeah. No, but I think, no, but as you said, I'm not sure whether I saw your post earlier and then saw the film. That would be a thing. But as you told, because the pitch of that character is very, you know, it's between the, there's a fine line between going a bit overboard and, you know, staying true to what that character is. So unless and until that person who has done it, and you know, Nitya would have got the perfect pitch for that. So it's a little difficult. It's a bit hard on the dubbing artist also. But yeah, anyways. But yeah, it was still fine. I mean, you know, once you get sucked into the world, I don't think people had much of an issue.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah,
Good.
exactly. I mean,
Good day.
I didn't realize this was dubbing until I heard the Peter Rapp song. So there,
Full lip sync off. Yeah.
it was pretty much
That is something you couldn't
immersive.
help.
Couldn't help that, yeah. Even Petra, we couldn't use. Like, I shot a lot more of Petra, but we didn't have the rights to like show any more than that 30 seconds. So we kept cutting it like abruptly in between. So anyway, yeah. So.
So any so after I watched the film, I had put out an Instagram story about it, and then a couple of people have already seen the film, and you know, we just have this discussion between our community, you know, friends, gang, and all that. So one thing that they told us, you know, again, same thing that I mentioned in the beginning. So you get to see a lot of dark, you know, maybe, you know, thriller contents these days, and even the ones that are set for release also is like that. You don't have a perfect, you know, a breezy entertainer film that is actually hitting theaters anytime soon. Not as far as my knowledge goes, you need to wait a bit more. So this film had that, given that your ambience, the atmosphere that you built the film, it had that perfect, it looked like it was perfect for the theaters. And I'm pretty sure you also started the film with that in mind, right? Or was it an OTT
Yes.
product
No,
right
no, no.
from the
It
beginning?
started as a theatrical project. This COVID lockdown actually messed up a little bit of the things because when that happened, people like realized a lot of the films weren't going to re release for a while.
Yeah.
And
Got it.
also Yeah, the opening of theaters happened quite recently, right? So they didn't really see that coming either. So they at that point, the production got a little insecure about how to pitch,
Fair enough,
you know.
yeah.
And also, it was a new like in Telugu and all. It is a hero's film, right? Like a particular hero's film will go for this amount and stuff like that. And Ashok is not really
It's
like
his debut. It's his
it's his
debut in
debut in Telugu,
Telugu.
so. So that was an issue, and then they sold it to Zee, and Zee bought it, and they wanted to release it actually 2 months back, and we were kind of trying to push it to promote it a little more and things like that, and yeah, so that's how it went by. Like I couldn't really try for a theatrical after the theaters opened up, and
Got it.
it was a little disappointing, but I'm glad in a way, like people get to watch it at home with food in hand,
I'm
so.
reaching more. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, better than having a popcorn. I don't think popcorn would be enough for
Nice. So, yeah.
Anyway, so just coming to the film itself, right? So there are a couple of things that came to my mind while I was watching the film. Again, I mean, especially when this thing came about talking to you, I also had to think about what all good questions I can ask you. So I had to dive a little bit deep into the script. But your characters are very unique in this particular film. As in, like, of course, there's this common link of food between every character, but there's also another point that, and there are two other common points, is what I felt, because all of them, their only motive is to make people happy.
Yes.
Be it Dave's character, right? He wants, I mean, he wherever he goes, he wants to spread happy. He wants to make people happy, even though he's not really in that zone. But he's a really great guy. And then you have Tara's character, who is actually trying to make her dad happy, and you have Maya's character, who is actually trying to make Dave happy, and make him live his life properly. And then you have Nasa's character, who is actually like, he's a bit of a what can I say? He's a bit of a confused state. But again, there's no gray areas, because the way you show him in the beginning, we think this is going to be a very dark character sort of thing. But once you get into the psych of his character, you know where he's coming from, right? So that was one trait. And the second thing is, most of them, I mean, everyone, I mean, for the lack of a better term, they're all loners. Okay, maybe you're not showing, because you see Dave, right? I mean, when the Dev Maya portion is shown, it's like there's like nobody else. Like, Dev is Maya, Maya is Dev. There are no friends at all. You don't show any friends separately for Dev or Maya or any common friends. That's not shown. And Tara also, she has OCD, and she's very much obsessed with that ambition that she's got of making her dad happy, and getting cooking the perfect dish. And she follows a very rigorous timetable, and she has no contact with anyone. I get that she's been only, she's just, what, 8 months into England, but she hardly talks to anybody in the kitchen itself. And same thing with Narcissus' character. So he also doesn't talk to anybody. It's only after, once Dave convinces him that, he should get out of that rut that he's been in, that he starts talking. So very common traits. So was this something that you purposefully added on, as traits to his character, or it just happened? Once you wrote the script, it just came out like that.
It maybe has to do with a little bit of my psychology in general also. I believe in people being content just wherever they are. So it is something maybe I like unconsciously came by. When you pointed it out, I was like, that's true. Like, it's not something I planned, but no, so it's not something I planned. So it, yeah, like it has a lot to do with myself, I think. So yeah, kind of.
Got it. So was your main plot point actually companionship, as in, people in the end finding, having somebody to feel belonged and all that? Was that the idea of the film, or was it just the food and, spreading joy to others?
Spreading joy to others. I don't think
That's
that
what.
deep, but I just wanted like
Okay.
what
Yeah.
audience. I just wanted like I wanted a perspective on what the audience should feel. I like right from the beginning, I kept saying that I want them to smile and I want them to be hungry, and that's all. It just came by so, and I didn't
Perfect,
really
yeah.
like break it down into
Yeah.
psychological things and stuff like that. I do
Got
want I did want to play with a little bit about like how the characters are, I like whether they have something or they don't, whether they are imperfect or perfect or whatever it is, whatever is considered so. I wanted them to be content as it is.
Got it.
That
Perfect.
and Azazel was the only one who didn't have that trait, and that was actually inspired from Gale Winant from Ayn Rand's Fountainhead, actually. So,
okay.
Actually, yeah, anyway. So, anyway.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, I mean, I told you that I just went a little bit deep, but then this is, I mean, in the first watch itself, I got that because one, you know, because in Hyderabad friends, because it's very rare in these days where you don't have a friends group and all that. And as you said, the number of characters in this film is very limited, but hardly 15, 16 characters, including the parents.
Yes.
So that's why I just wanted to know whether you actually purposefully, you know, showed them as without, you know, too much of a social relationship.
That was purposefully done. I didn't want other friends to be there because that was I wanted Dev to miss Maya more and like as if he would have nothing in his life without her. And that is the whole point of the black and white and color variations in the film and things like that. So basically, I like without her, like he would have probably broken, you know, completely. But
perfect.
And even though she's not around, he's still just keeping himself happy is what I was trying to be shown. And yeah, I didn't want friends at all. Like they were never a part of it. Yeah.
Super, super, yeah.
Right. So, Ani, given this movie is about emotion, it is also much about food as well. So, when we have food, food itself is a well-connected emotion. But when you have a cultural background to food, people can connect to it better than food as such, right? So, why the premise of London here? One reason I could think of is the tonality of London, the mist and all the ambience, it pretty much convinces you to accept the what you call it, the fantasy element towards the second half. So it sets theme and it set the mood for me to pretty much immerse with the fantasy part of the movie. So is that the reason why London was set there, or is there any other reason for it?
Initially, I wanted a cold place which has snow and stuff like that. That like you said, that adds to the fantasy element of it. But London was pitched in by the producer because he has links in London. And that was one of the things he said. I initially planned for like Kulu or Manali or something like that. But he said, make it London and we can shoot it there. And all I had to do was just change the chefs to English. And that went by. And but then like I couldn't dub with the actual English people, so we dubbed with like some Czech fellows. whoever was available in Chennai during lockdown.
But they don't have any dialogues, right?
Thank God they don't have any dialogues.
It's just expressions and they worked well.
In fact, there is a little bit of Rajesh Murugesan in the voices. There is a little bit of me in the voices. There is a little bit of Kalyani Priyadarshan in the voices. Oh, a bunch of people have given voices. Nitya has also given voice here. Like, if you listen carefully, you will hear a lot of us. So, yeah.
Yeah, this reminds me of the days when I was trying to do a short film in college. So,
Exactly. Yeah.
I didn't expect a director to be this candid, to be honest.
No, that's anyway, like it's the truth though.
Much appreciated.
So again, Ani, one quiz. This is, I mean, so we are done with the filming thing. So this is what we could actually gauge from the movie. So, like again, you said that you know you started filming this movie in 2019, right? And then in 2020 is when it came. I mean, 2021 when it got released. So in between this, we also had this movie, Oh My Kadugoli of Ashok Selvan, that came out in Feb, right? And if you see, I'm not saying they're same, but there's a common connect of Ashok and then there's a fantasy element also in it. And the film was a huge hit. I mean, people connected with it, the songs were popular and all that. So, that's and you know, again, that also released in February, this also released in February. So, people, now when you look at the post, you see, you know, like, you know, last year Feb, we had Oh My Kadavale, this year Feb, we have Teeny. Yeah. So, that's how the comparison is going. So, when you saw the film, did it strike you that, you know, there could be chances of people really, you know, trying to compare it with that movie as well?
Not really. One, I didn't know when this film was going to come out. And that the fantasy element of Oh My Kadavale was very different for me from this. So, like, you know, in God and stuff like that. So, I didn't really see it coming at all like this. So, but I do see the posts where they put it side by side. So, it's nice.
Got it.
And also, the February release, I had no clue as to. In fact, I would have liked to push it a little more.
But, My question, that was exactly my next question, because you again mentioned in one of the interview that you gave, right? Like, you couldn't really promote or, you know, publicize the film as much as you wanted to do it, because because this was a straight Telugu release, and I think the only even if I check in YouTube and all, the only content that I could find is one press meet that you did just a few days before the film's released, and most of the promotions were actually in the Tamil version, where you can see Ashok giving a lot of interviews across different channels, right? So so what happened there, and now you're trying to actually, you know, kind of you know, spread the word of mouth and then let people to, you know, kind of watch the movie and all that. So what happened there, like, about the publicity and, you know, the low buzz? Because I feel that with a little bit more buzz, the film could have, you know, reached out even more people, things like that. So was it something that wasn't in your control, or what happened there?
It was actually wasn't really in my control. The release date was fixed, and I had like things planned with, you know, different kind of teasers and like promotional stuff, but we didn't have the time to do it because of, you know, this particular date, and that was the main issue behind it. So anyway.
Yeah, got it. And also, you called the film very late, because I think the poster was released, I think, somewhere around Jan, I think Feb or something, and then the release date came out pretty soon.
Yeah, not like the first look, I think, came out sometime in October, November, or something like that. And I thought we'll at least have like around 6 to 7 months to, you know,
right,
slowly bring in. I wanted to release the songs one by one, like every month or so. And yeah, none of that happened. But yeah, also, again, like I said, it is the kind of a panic that the COVID situation brought into people who were trying to, you know, put out the project. And that's mainly the issue. Otherwise, we were quite sorted. Like, but yeah, anyway, it's done and it's going good. Quite well. So right. It's nice.
So, true.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks, man. Okay. And so, Ani, so finally, I mean, we are... So, Shiva, you have anything to ask more?
I think I exhausted all my questions. All the questions I asked are... that's all deep I can think of. So, pretty much, I'm really happy with the movie.
The deeper you go is the problem for me. You ask, like... So, what happened there? No, we made this short film called Maya. Maya is like a culmination of five of my scripts put together. Okay,
it's a 12-minute short film, right?
It's a 12-minute short film. Yes. So it has like five of my scripts, and it's about a writer who's trying to write his next story. And what we had sent it to a bunch of film festivals, and it won quite a bit, like Delhi, and it won in Chicago and all. It got the best Chicago South Asian Film Festival or whatever. So we went to Chicago, and the audience there watched the film, the first time they watched the film, and they'll have a questionnaire for you and whoever worked.
Yeah.
So Ashok and I were sitting there, and these people were asking like some Freudian things, and I was like, I didn't intend all that, like, but then I couldn't show it out also, like, I'm like, it's that and this, it's paradoxical, you see. So I had to make up things in order to like keep up. So the deeper you go is the problem, like I am just writing whatever.
Wait, no, I got it with that question about the, you know, the whole characters, you know, being very similar.
Yeah, none of it was planned. Like, when you said it, I'm like, huh, not bad. That's true.
Thanks, man. Okay. So, yeah, Ani, so finally, I mean, there'll be a few of, you know, there'll be a lot of people listening to us. So, any final words that you got
yes,
to, you know, put out to
please
them?
Watch the film. It's called Ninila Ninila. It's on Z5 Zplex. Please support us. And I hope you like it. If you don't like it, also do let me know. And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, and Ani, what next now? I mean, should we wait for another long time for the next project, or you have something,
no,
you know, coming
I do
up
have
soon?
Things coming up, but I am kind of wondering what to do next. Is what, like, should I like switch to another genre, or that's the kind of thing that's happening? Because I told you, when I went to Hyderabad, I had pitched to a bunch of people, so they were planning to do it, and they wanted me to do that first, but because this happened, they had to wait. And that is on one side. I want to do a Tamil project also, and let's see. Malayalam also, there are talks, but I don't know. Like, maybe Malayalam I'll put later.
Yeah, look, people are actually looking forward to you doing a film in Malayalam. It's a boon and a bane, but you know, that is something where you'll have to be.
No, I don't. The thing is, I don't want to be careful. The thing is, This is the place that gives me peace. I like being at shoot. I like it gives me an immense peace. That is home to me. That is like I've never had dreams that I want to get married at this age or have kids at this age or you know make crores at this age. My dream is to be at shoot, and it's always been. And so I want to do it at peace. I don't want to bring in a kind of pressure of who my father is or who my guru is or anything of that sort into this picture. So when I make it, I want to be true to it.
Perfect, man. I mean, if we were doing an article, I would have used that last phrase as a clickbait for sure.
Nice, thanks. So yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Ani. Thanks a lot, man. I mean, this was one of the most. I mean, we're actually a bit scared because you know this is our first instance of talking to somebody from the film fraternity itself, and you have a big legacy, and you're coming from a huge fraternity as well. But you made us really
thank you so
comfortable.
So much for
thanks a lot.
Nice,
and
thank you
for
so
being
much
really
for
candid, man.
Having me over also. I really like the questions, and I like how you guys present it also. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Danny. And looking forward for more
thank you,
movies
thanks,
from
man.
You.
Thank you a lot.
Looking forward for
yes,
more interviews
please.
As well.
Nice. Thank you.
Hope you guys had a great time listening to this episode on Ninila Ninila with the director himself. So as Shiva already mentioned, this is a beautiful and heartwarming tale on food, companionship, and most importantly, trying to be in content with oneself. So if you have someone who is yet to watch the film, it's available on Z5 Zplex on our pay-per-view format. And please make sure that once you're watching the film, carry some food along with you. So thank you, and hoping to meet you guys very soon with a very exciting episode next week or maybe a little later.
Also, guys, if you have watched the movie and if you liked it, please do spread the word. And if you have any constructive criticism, please reach out to Ani via Instagram. Thank you, guys. Stay safe. Hoping to meet you soon with another episode. Bye-bye.